nations! Stop the deportations! No borders, no nations! Stop the deportations!
So we are gathered here today to mark the 6 month of Mrs. Awan being in solidarity. It has been 6 months of medical treatment being deferred, 6 months of daily stress, and also 6 months of daily resistance. We are here today to denounce the ongoing injustices faced by the Awan family, and also to demand immediate action on the part of Immigration Minister Chris Alexander to use the discretionary powers to regularize her status, to allow her husband, Mr. Awan, to return, and to allow the entire family to live in justice and in dignity.
No borders, no nations, stop the deportation.
Mrs. Awan, Mrs. Khurshid Begum Awan, is a Pakistani asylum seeker. She came in 2009 in order to join her daughter, who had sought and obtained refugee and eventually citizenship here in Canada. She was refused in 2011, and in August of 2013, she made the very difficult decision to take sanctuary in a church here in Montreal. She did that in order to defy a removal order that would have sent her back to Pakistan, where her husband, already sent back, is in hiding, where the family experienced threats and violence at the hands of their ex-son-in-law. And where she risks being separated from her daughter and her grandson, who are here in Montreal. So we've been coming every month as part of a monthly picket, a way to put pressure on the government to regularize her status as soon as possible. It's incredibly urgent. Mrs. Awan has an extremely serious health condition, which has only worsened over time, especially now that she's in a church basement, unable to leave to seek the attention that she needs. And we're here 6 months later demanding that he act. He's known about this since before she went into sanctuary, and he's had power every single day to put an end to this, and he hasn't. So we're here demanding that he act immediately to regularize her status.
We covered your picket last month. Has there been any updates at all since then?
Absolutely not. Thomas Mulcair, who is her member of parliament, has visited the family and has also pressed Minister Alexander to meet with the Bishop of the Anglican Church in order to discuss ways in which her status could be regularized. Right now, there are a couple of legal channels open to her, but she's not able to. For example, the pre-removal risk assessment is one way that she could seek to have her case reviewed for the danger that she sees that she would face if she were returned. But she cannot leave the church to actually come and pick it up because she would be arrested. So there's a number of things. Other than that, he has been saying the same thing to the media, the same thing to the public, which is that there's a legal system that works, that he cannot do anything. Both of those are lies. We've come here today as part of a national action, highlighting other sanctuary struggles, highlighting other people, recent deaths that have happened in the hands of CBSA, under CBSA watch. We're condemning the fact that this legal system, there's no justice within this legal system for refugees right now. It is made to deport people as soon as possible without a fair chance, without a fair hearing, and to uproot people. So we're here to say that that is a lie, and that it is also a lie that he is unable to do anything. It is completely, he possesses discretionary power. It's within the Immigration Refugee Protection Act that he can act any day now to give her status and put an end to this.
Thank you very much.
Papers for all and no papers at all. Papers for all and no papers at all. Papers for all and no papers.
This was Rosalind Wong from the Awan Family Support Committee. For more information, you can visit soutienfamilleawan.org. And on Friday, CKUT's Of the Hour will be presenting an interview with Khurshid Begum Awan. This is Emily Philipson for CKUT's News Collective.